Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. There are a fair number of Ohioans who are not happy with Governor Mike DeWine's efforts to combat the coronavirus, especially when it comes to shutting down commerce in Ohio to stop the spread of the disease. DeWine will be up for re-election in 2022. And what do his actions now mean for his chances of being re-elected? Joining me to talk about this is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Jay.
So we've established that there are some people who are upset with Governor DeWine. Could this harm his chances in 2022?
I suppose if he actually, you know, assuming that he actually intends to run for re-election in 2022, but I don't think I would bet against it really causing him too much trouble. But, the opposition is coming from small town, rural counties, western Ohio, southern Ohio, up in the northwest quadrant of Ohio. And they're just, you know, they've already, Warren County is the biggest of the counties. Republicans there sent him a letter saying that he's overstepped his bounds and he mishandled the delay of the Ohio presidential primary, which was supposed to have been in March. Now, there are political leaders in some smaller counties, Shelby, Williams, Van Wert, Preble, Mercer, Dark, small counties, who have sent the governor a similar letter, and they accuse him of, quote, disappointing the party faithful and doing economic damage to the state that could turn into real political damage this fall.
Now, the concern that DeWine would have with the counties you mentioned, those are very Republican counties, correct?
Yes, they are. Warren County gave both Mike DeWine and Donald Trump 66% of the vote in their elections. In the other six counties that I mentioned, these are all very Republican. DeWine and Trump had no less than 69% in any of those counties. So these are very red places. Warren, just a little less so, but still very red.
Do rank-and-file Republicans feel the same way about Mike DeWine, that he has overstepped his authority and done more harm than good?
Well, maybe in those seven counties and other counties like them, but I'm not sure that that is a general opinion of Republicans in Ohio. We just had a recent Quinnipiac University poll, Ohio voters, in late June, that showed 76%, slightly over three-quarters, of Ohio Republicans who responded say they approve of how DeWine is handling the crisis. And that's really substantial support coming from inside the conservative Republican Party.
And that poll that you mentioned, if I recall correctly, I think DeWine's favorable numbers are higher among Democrats than Republicans. How unusual is that?
Well, it is pretty unusual, but that was also towards the end of John Kasich's term when he was running against Donald Trump. He had the same situation where his approval ratings were much better among Democrats. But in DeWine's case, it's particularly true.
Whether it's portrayed as a positive or negative, DeWine's handling of COVID-19, certainly that's going to be an issue come the 2022 governor's race, correct?
Oh, yes. I'm sure it will. And the thing we don't know is where we're going to be with COVID-19, in that year, 2022, or, you know, if it's gone, if it's still lingering out there. But he's going to be 75 years old in 2022, and getting elected governor of Ohio was the goal of his career, the ultimate goal in a political career that's lasted for over 40 years. I can think of circumstances under which DeWine might decide not to run for re-election, although he's never said anything like that. But then the coronavirus crisis and the aftermath could end up falling on the shoulders of his lieutenant governor, John Houston, who would certainly run for governor if DeWine does not.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read his stories and commentaries at WVXU.org. Thanks, Howard.
Okay.